Well, if you've just joined us, we're focusing very much on university education in the next hour. Of course, we were just talking to Zayed University about their accreditation on the international stage. But if you're in school in Dubai or, in fact, further afield and you're looking to enter maybe a top US university, then in the studio with me, I have the specialist on hand to discuss that with you, Peter Davos of Carrion College Advisors, and Suzanne Ryan, who is the Director of International Admissions for International College, to talk about basically the process of admissions and maybe what you need to do beforehand to get ready for that that application. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. Great to be here.
Yeah, and it's really great to have you in the studio, because I know that when I spoke to Peter previously, we were in a bit more hot setting then, weren't we, outside in the tennis, but we were talking about the different career accreditations. And it's interesting, Suzanne, isn't it, because it doesn't just start with the application process. The thought and the preparation takes place much earlier.
For families who have a student going to the U.S., those families start planning years in advance. And that's a good thing. Don't you think so, Peter?
Absolutely. I mean, you have some students that are preparing as early as elementary years.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the point, because when we think about the application process, it's not just down to the academics, is it? It's down to maybe the other things that are on that CV as well. And what kind of other things in your experience, because I know that you sort of sat on the board of admissions of a number of these places, Suzanne, what kind of things are they looking for on
that? I did. We looked at the holistic student. And the holistic student means you're looking at, what do you do outside of school? I mean, school is only part of your day. Are you volunteering? Do you play sports? Do you play a musical instrument? How can you add to our campus? Peter, what do you look for?
Yes, absolutely. They're not looking for students that are just going to sit in the library and study all day. And there are so many students who have the same type of academic credentials, let's say similar GPAs and test scores. They want somebody who's going to be an apprentice on campus, who is going to contribute positively and be a leader. Leadership is very important. They want to see a progression, let's say, throughout the 4 years of high school. You may have started out as a member of an organization as a freshman, then you progress to secretary, then treasurer, and then maybe you ended up as a vice president or a president. So they want to see that you're taking initiative. They also want to see that you are creating a club, let's say, or a volunteer initiative that doesn't exist. They want the kind of take charge people who are going to be leaders, not only in university, but after they graduate as well.
It's quite an interesting topic, though, isn't it? Because on the one hand, of course, everybody wants their children to do well, and certain children, you know, want to aim high for these universities. But there is a balance to be struck, because you see many A-grade students basically blowing out because the pressure is too great, because they're going after this golden prize, which they think they want, or maybe their parents think they want. And like you say, they're over-preparing, they're putting themselves under too much pressure, and they can't cope. So where's the middle ground there, that, you know, try your best, get involved, do the things that you need to do, but don't overdo it.
And select the right schools. And in the U.S., we remind everyone, everything is a school. I was at a school visit last week, and I said, no, college is a school. University is a school. And these students were incredulous that I would call it all a school. But that is the way it's done. So select the right schools.
Yeah, and I mean, Peter, on your journey, you know, you went to a very highly accredited, I can't remember now, is it Harvard?
That's right.
I need to get that one right. Sorry, I forgot to write that one down. But from last time, I remember you saying that. You know, you clearly, you know, got the prize, if you will. You know, you went to that highly regarded university. But how did you balance yourself? How did you sort of get the prize, but, you know, enable sustainability, enable yourself to keep on going?
For me, I never had any pressure coming down on me from above. Neither of my parents went to college. My father only finished elementary school. So there was never this push to, let's say, enroll in a big-name school. But it was really a kind of organic growth. I had an intellectual curiosity that came naturally to me. And that's really when you see the students that excel. They have this curiosity, and they want to exhaust all their possibilities. So myself, for example, I started taking class at Harvard when I was 16, through their extension school and through their summer school. And it was just natural. I loved to learn. There weren't enough school courses available at my high school. to quench that thirst. So I had to look elsewhere. And the admissions committees, they really recognize that. That's going to come out in the recommendations. That's going to come out in your personal statement. That's also going to come out in your supplementary coursework. They're not looking for students who just do enough to get by. They're not even looking just for A students. Harvard rejects more valedictorians than they have places for. University of Pennsylvania, another Ivy League school, and Duke also reject about 70% of their valedictorians that apply there. All A's are not created equal, and there are so many students who have perfect, you know, 4.0s or 4.8s or 5.0 GPAs that you really need to do something above and beyond to differentiate yourself.
And I think along that line, Peter, you know, Suzanne, I'm sure you agree with that, but it's about an authentic application, isn't it, as well? Because everybody knows what they need to do. Well, I'll just quickly do a bit of charity work for a year and I'll do this and I'll do that. And as Peter says, there needs to be a bit of history there. There needs to be progression. You were sat on that admissions committee.
Peter had an authentic application in that he was the son of parents who had not gone to college or university. So Harvard looked at that as being very meaningful when he applied.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just wondering, actually, I don't know if you can answer this, Peter, but, you know, online now, there's so many courses, which clearly yours maybe weren't online. It was a different approach. But do the universities favor these courses that they offer offline, you know, to show your interest in a particular subject before you apply for something? So if you feel very passionate, I don't know, about science or a particular topic, and you get engaged with those online courses, does that count towards anything?
It really depends on who's offering the online courses. You have some for-profit online education providers that, let's say, are less scrupulous, and then you have some very reputable ones. Also, now you're seeing the online teaching medium move to the mainstream. For example, Cornell, which is an Ivy League school, is offering online courses for credit over the summer to high school students, and those courses are absolutely amazing. And also, one thing, I went to Harvard for graduate school. My undergraduate studies were complete at Johns Hopkins University, so I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, well, both great universities, I'm sure. Most people listening would be happy to go to either of those. But in terms of getting ready, Suzanne, you know, as we say, there are certain tick lists that people need to go through, and, you know, they need to be quite holistic. But is there a difference in their subject choice? I guess they have to feel relatively passionate about the course that they're going for.
Well, I always look at a 16-year-old or 17-year-old and say, how can you feel passionate about anything but the latest movies, the latest music, and some gaming? Those are your passions. Part of a U.S. university education is the flexibility of it. We want you to come in. If you don't know, it doesn't matter. You'll have time to figure that out. We're going to toss a lot at you. Change your mind. Change your mind twice, three times. It will be okay. So come in having done something outside of classwork, coursework. You'll find your way.
Yeah, and I think it's like any good dinner party guest, isn't it? If you just want to talk about work when you sat at the table, nobody's going to invite you ever again, are they? You know, they want to hear about the other things in your life. And I guess it's a bit like that, isn't it, Peter? You know, you need to be able to talk about these other things. You know, in Dubai, we're very lucky. There's a thriving arts scene. There's theater, you know, there's sport. There's so many other things to engage in, but you're saying that's an important part of the process.
Absolutely. I mean, when the university admissions committees are putting together incoming freshman class, they're looking at all these things. They're looking at athletes. You know, the coaches are telling them, they're recruiting students. We need, for example, a star center for the basketball team. So the coaches are going to go out and find that star center. You know, athletics, for example, is a very big part of the U.S. University culture. They are tremendous revenue generators for Division I schools, particularly football. It's a big money sport, football, American football. And also, you have a lot of universities which have significant athletic programs, which, you know, determine how many athletes they accept. Harvard has the biggest Division I athletics program in the country. 20% of all students at Harvard are actually on a varsity team. They're playing sports.
Yeah, so as you say, there's many, many different ways to come into this. So we'll come back to the actual admissions process in a while.